Yes, as a child, you're still in your original partners. Now, I look forward to seeing your presentations that you're making, okay? That you're going to be making every week to your partner. Hopefully, those you use multimedia tools to do those, because making them for your partner also means you're making them and they can be shared more widely with others. All right, look over them, see what questions you got for them.
So we're basically just planning to, this week we're going to focus on the Constitution, so basically let's find all that we can learn about it in our countries and then make a paper or some sort of way to present it to our partners.
That's right. And, you know, that one we've been doing some work with in terms of both as we've started the course, some of the examples that I've used. Yep, so you want to be, you know, clear about that. Just a minute. You can look over in the from the wiki site. I've just placed it on a page. Unfortunately, I didn't put it in my folder, but you'll see CGH Research FOSI, and so that we can look at it, and we don't have to keep scrolling up. Look under the navigator on the wiki page, and you'll see under navigator CGH Research. See that? Is everybody there? Nile, are you there? Safi, are you there? Thanks, Akila. All right, folks. So, the only other word that you want to put in there is you want to put structure. Let me draw your attention to some key things. I think we're clear at number six, Congress. Congress is about making decisions to allocate resources, okay? Making decisions to allocate resources. Then number seven is elections. What's the election process? What is it called? What are the assumptions? Also the courts. And that actually, I'm going to change that. That will be November and presidents of November and military. Well, we may have to double sub up, so I think I'll try to leave it there. You want to, the courts. How are the courts structured here? Again, you want to do form and function. Okay, as best you can. Having good resources, all right? If you rely solely on, if you rely solely, so if we refresh the page, we'll see big fonts. Is that what you're saying? Yuck. Yeah, I know, but it's not cute. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I got you. I've had to widen my page so that they don't wrap around and they're cool. It was too small. That's cool. You got it. Now, number nine, presidents. Memorize all presidents since the beginning of the independent country. Also, key leaders. And why and what was is distinctive about the person. That's right. So once and for you will have to memorize from George Washington to the 44th president I think his name is Obama. This is where kombucha will serve you well, okay? Now, also, you'll need to do the same thing for your African country. So y'all might as well get your memory thing exercised this year. That's just all there's to it. You're taking your memory stuff to another level. So if you don't like kombucha, you best to come up with another system that'll work for you. I know those terrible, terrible, terrible mind movies. Okay, if you want to sing a song, you know, make a story, it's up to you. It's just that you gotta be able to stand up and recite it. So in your African country, find out for me the first five presidents of Jamaica, since Jamaica is independent. Who are they? Do that right now for me. Let's move to number 10. Number 10 is military. That is, what's the military like in the country? What's its structure? What's its call? The federal, that should be federal-state relationship. I'll correct that a little bit. It says U.S. That's in the U.S., but also in different countries, it's called different things. It may not be federal and state. I mean, there may be provinces and stuff like that. Let me just do it like that. All right, what are you saying, Ife? That's right. In different countries, Nasha, are there presidents in Trinidad?
Yes, there's a president in Trinidad, but he's not the really prominent. He doesn't have the position that the U.S. president does. The prime minister is like the equivalent to the president here, but there is a president position.
And see, that's what's so cool about comparative government in history. You see what I'm saying? You get to know, okay, yeah, the president, but here the president is not blah, blah. So you really, you know, the prime minister is the person, you know, that's the key leader and whatever. Now, in addition to presidents and prime ministers, if there are key leaders, then also key leaders. And what's distinctive about them? Yes, Ife, you can say something.
Okay, so I was more so thinking about like, say, before most of these countries. Okay. Is that better? Oh, hold on. Okay, sorry. My mic came out. Hopefully that's better. So I was saying, I was more so thinking about, excuse me, like, say, before most of these countries operated on that type of government with presidents and constitutions and things that sort of mirror American and European governments more so. But say, like, back in the day, like in like the 1400s, if there was like a chief or something like that, do you want us to remember those people who would like amount to, who could be comparable to a president, but might not have been called the president or something like that?
Yeah, that would be, you can compare that before trouble. I wouldn't have you memorize all of them because, of course, if you're talking about on the African continent and before trouble, then you'd be going back thousands of years, okay? Take a message for me, Phil. But for key leaders, particularly for those who were a part of recovery or resistance, or were key in the development, and you, as you tell the story of before trouble, yes. Do you see what I'm saying? So that's a great question, and the answer is You don't have to memorize all of them. Identify the key leaders, okay, by whatever name, before trouble and in the clique. Yes, you know, knowing Queen and Nzinga. Also, I put the key leaders in. For example, if you were doing South Africa, you might also, even before Mandela became president, you might know him as in terms of his leadership, or others whose names are often forgotten, who are key. But clearly, though, you want to know, if you're going to be conversant with someone about a country, you want to be able to know who are the presidents of the country, the prime ministers, whether you like them or not, and then knowing some key leadership. Okay? All right. All right. Great. Great question. Any other questions? All right. Now, we're down to week 12. International relationships. Ooh. What could I mean by that? International relationships.
Relationships internationally made, say, by foreign countries. So maybe our country and another country, maybe our country in the U.S., China, just international countries coming together in relationships.
Very good. And Nasha says making contracts internationally, and Akilah says right, and I agree. Now, that is what you want to look at, is from the point of view of the country that you're studying, what are the defining elements of their international relationships? Okay. What are the defining elements of their international relationships? Okay. When you think of the U.S., then that's one thing. When you think of Angola, okay, are its international relationships shaped primarily by fighting against an oppressor, okay, and you know, having won that war? If I'm studying Zimbabwe, then what are the international relationships? Okay, what's the characteristic and the elements of it? Okay. Sometimes they're defensive at a particular time. Sometimes they're imperialistic. Sometimes they're mutual. What's the tenor? So you can start comparing how one country relates internationally with how another country relates internationally, with how we related internationally before. Y'all with me on that? Come on, Akanke, I need to know whether you're with me or a question. I heard Brother Balogun, and I love what he said. He said, I don't like the silence. It reminds me of a horror movie. Whenever you have silence in a horror movie, according to Brother Balogun, something's about to happen. So I don't want no silence. I don't want no horror up in here. All right, so you're all good. Now, clearly what you find will not be identical. Okay, find stuff that's interesting to you. Note your sources. Okay, take your notes and study your notes. And look at this. At the end of this class, when you put together your 20-page paper, 20 is a minimum, you will be able to have a knowledge of the defining elements of the U.S. Constitution, including the worldviews and the values that help shape it, terms of how it, the form of it and how it functions. You have a sense of the economy and how, what it's called and how it works or doesn't work. You'll have a sense of the Congress, how decisions are made, how laws are made in this country and or in Jamaica. You'll have a sense of how elections proceed in Tanzania, the process for elections and the process for elections in the United States, and the process for electing or selecting leaders before trouble. And you have a sense of how the courts work. Imagine that. How do the courts work in Jamaica different than the courts work here? How do the courts work in Liberia or Ghana different than they work here? You'll know all of the presidents since independence and key leaders of the country. And you'll know how the military works. How many people are in the army? What are the different branches of the armed services? Okay. you'll know how the federal government or the national government focuses, relates to the provincial or state governments. And you'll also have a sense of how the countries operate internationally, you know. And so this to me is amazing and to me exciting. Any questions? If not, time for us to turn the page. And that means you also know that by the end of the week, you've gotten with your partner, you've done the research, you have constitutions down. Okay? This is, you will say, time to play. You got the constitution down. You got form and function. You created a quiz on it. Okay? And by next week, they have taken the quiz. And you've taken theirs. All right? All right, Asha.
Just to be clear on what we're doing. So we're supposed to study the Constitution, and we're supposed to compare and contrast it to the United States Constitution for this week, and then we're supposed to make a quiz upon what we have found this week?
Yes, before the quiz is a presentation. That is, you make a presentation to your partner, and they to you. If you choose to collaborate on the constitutional part and break that up, then fine. Y'all make a presentation to each other that we can see. So you got your notes, your raw notes, then you got a presentation, and then from there you have your quiz, okay? Because they're going to be more in your notes necessarily than maybe in your presentation, and then your quiz will come from what you're presenting to them, okay? And they're presenting to you, okay? And it's fine with me if y'all break up the study of the U.S. part as partners and take different aspects of it. But y'all gonna have to be on it with each other. We can't have not. And I'll be honest. If any of your partners are slacking, you gotta let me know. You gotta let me know early so I can make some adjustments. Okay. You know, that's just how I want to do it. You know. But I'll see your work. I'll see your notes and I'll see your presentation along with your bibliography, and I will see your quizzes. As well as the results, okay. All right. I'm ready to turn loose that right now and turn into picking up where we left off. So let me stop this and stand up and stretch and drink me a little bit of water and stop this recording for this class, and let's go. Everybody ready to go to language arts?